Welcome back to The Baseline on GoMileHigh.com. I'm Cub Buning of Slam Magazine. Thank you so much for listening today. My next guest is a longtime reporter of the NBA after some time with the Associated Press. Chris Sheridan went on to a long, respected career at ESPN. And just in the past couple of months, he has jumped the Bristol ship, as you say, and started his own site, my new favorite site involving the world of basketball, SheridanHoops.com. Chris Sheridan, welcome to The Baseline. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thanks, Cub. That's a nice thing to say. I'm glad you're enjoying the site.
Oh, I love it. I love all the new guys are bringing in tons of information, and I do love it. It's my new Bible for checking things out in terms of the world of basketball. So let's get into this lockout stuff. Obviously, a lot going on as we speak. David Stern is all over our radio, all over our TVs. Is it going to get worse for the players? Is Stern going on this media blitz in an attempt to kind of tell the players, hey, this is as good as it's going to get, and it's only going to get worse? You've been one of the more optimistic guys around, and you kind of turned me into one. How do you see his kind of media blitz over the last day or so going?
Well, I think David Stern wants to get, you know, his talking points and his message out there in kind of an unfiltered way. And he hasn't really done any kind of formal media for quite a while, as, you know, he's done some informal stuff on the sidewalk outside the bargaining sessions, but he hasn't really made himself available for questions on a broad basis since the night that they canceled the first 2 weeks of the season. So it behooves him to talk and to answer questions from hosts and to explain a little bit to the people who haven't been following this thing closely, you know, here's exactly what's going on, and here's where we stand on it, and here's where the union stands on it, and hopefully, you know, cooler minds can prevail, and there'll be a deal. I mean, David said yesterday, the owners are coming Tuesday. We're coming in, ready to make a deal. Now, whether that, you know, translated into the kind of movement that's needed, you know, really from both sides to appease everybody, until both sides are ready to do that, you know, it's going to be standoffish. And I think it's a question now of whether they can just, you know, come to a quick resolution next Tuesday when they meet with the federal mediator in New York. And if they, you know, if there's an understanding that they're 90% of the way there, then a mediator can probably help them get over that hump for that final 10%.
Yeah, talk about the federal mediator. They're bringing in George Cohen. He had some work done, you know, obviously with the NFL lockout as well. What does the significance of his presence suddenly into these negotiations mean to you?
Well, it behooves neither side to turn down once the idea is thrown out there, should we bring a mediator in? It never hurts, but it doesn't always make much of a difference. But I think the mediator, you know, putting the federal mediation service into it shows that the government's, got its eye on this one, and there is an NLRB complaint filed by the union that a ruling could come out, any day. They filed an unfair labor practices complaint. So at a certain point, there could be some government intervention that leads it into the courts. And in the meantime, the government does have a service for when unions and management are having difficulty reaching a closing point on a deal. And they do it in all sorts of industries. And they and now they're offering it to the basketball industry, and both sides have accepted it. So maybe it helps them bridge the gap, which is, you know, depending on the day of the week you talk to them, either very wide or getting, you know, less wide.
Longtime NBA scribe Chris Sheridan with me here on The Baseline. Does a deal exist, if we go just on the player side, does a deal exist for the players that would make all players happy, the star players, your mid-level guys, your rookies? Does that even really exist?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the way the players are looking at it. The players are looking at a system where over the last 12, 13 years, they've been getting 57% of the money. And they've offered to go down to 53. Everybody knows that they're willing to go lower than that, probably into the 52, 51 range. But there've been a lot of players, veterans, vocal guys like Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, who have gotten themselves involved in the negotiations late and kind of told Billy Hunter, hey, hold the line where you are. Don't keep giving. Don't keep giving. The other side hasn't given us anything. All they do is take, 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 take. And so Billy Hunter is kind of in a tough spot in that there's probably a deal there for him to be made at 51% or 52%, somewhere in that area. but if he's being told to hold, you know, hold firm at 53, it's going to be real hard for him to put a 50-50 vote in front of his players and be able to sell it and to have it ratified. And they, you know, if he put a 50-50 deal in front of the players, and the most powerful agents in the league told all their clients to vote against it, it might be a very close vote.